computer, your car. Cars for more than 15 years, all of them have a box that tracks how fast you were driving, what you were doing, a record of it. So when you wreck, they can arrest you and say you were speeding when you wrecked. You're going to prison. All the RFID going in all the products, tracking everywhere you go, what you do. It's a global scan. They actually call it a control grid. And, you know, they spin it. It's for the environment, the dying earth. We've got to cut your carbon footprint. We can only let you have one child. Bill Gates is now openly talking about it. This is a short segment. I want to play one of literally scores of videos on the Smart Skin, Global Skin, MIT, Pentagon produced, UN's involved website. We can't track and we can't, you know, save the planet if we can't surveil it, if we can't control it, if we can't watch everything you're doing. So the spy satellites are now to watch your farm, your ranch. Everything is to control you. Everything you do is to be monitored. You're going to have certain carbon credits for how much you can buy, sell, and trade. So I'm going to play this video. We're going to go out to break, and then we'll come back and continue with your phone calls. But since a caller brought this up, it's why I love taking calls, because it brings up all these wild cards. And they propose this whole thing like it's a great thing and going to save you, but it's all based on a fraud and all designed for eugenics. Here it is, population reduction programming.
Planetary Skin Institute. Sense, predict, act. Three simple steps to address complex global challenges.
Pre-crime!
The major challenges arising from climate change impact every aspect of our lives on our planet. Our societies, economies, and the environment are already bearing the impacts, and there's more and more dramatic to come. We'll see those impacts materializing at every level, from local to global, on land, at sea, and in developing and developed countries. As they try to address multiple and intertwined problems such as water scarcity, food security, rainforest cover, and biodiversity loss, the ever-growing demand for energy and its conservation, people around the world make billions of decisions, large and small, every day. But whether they're in the public or private sector, or simply making choices about their local community, all these people share a common problem. They're flying blind because they only have partial information. It comes down to a simple observation. We can't manage what we can't measure. Compounding this challenge is the vast amount of data that's continuously gathered but held in isolated silos. The Planetary Skin R&D program offers a new unifying approach to addressing these major challenges. Planetary Skin creates a distributed nervous system, integrating information from networked sensors on the ground, at sea, in the air, and in space, from machines, and of course from people. It pulls all that information into an open and shared decision space, giving people the information they need, how and when they need it. Researchers will be able to immerse themselves in the decision space. Here, they can carry out all their day-to-day carbon monitoring tasks. This will enable the risk scoring needed to unlock large-scale public and private finance. Planetary Skin's open collaborative platform dynamically distributes decisions throughout communities. And this, in turn, streamlines the flow of decisions between stakeholders. Achieving trust and fully informed decision-making requires pooling a wide range of assets and capabilities. National and international collaboration across sectors and disciplines is the key to success. The Planetary Skin Institute answers that critical requirement. It will research, develop, and prototype a close-to-real-time global monitoring of environmental conditions and changes to develop the required decision support capabilities to manage global resources and risks and enable the development of environmental markets. PSI will provide a research and development platform for open collaboration between the public, private, academic, and NGO sectors and will be governed as a global public good. PSI is structured as a not-for-profit entity with a mantra of open innovation to engage and partner with the world's leading R&D institutions to co-develop required capabilities. The PSI global network will be made up of 7 peer regional networks, interconnected in a seamless collaborative network underpinned by shared values and principles. Planetary Skin offers us all the ability to swarm collaboratively in order to address the many problems.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We just played a video and audio of planetary skin, smart dust, control grid. At least 10 years ago, I saw reports in Australia, England, and the U.S., as well as Canada, where they're installing wireless camera and microphone systems that are powered off of solar power in the most remote areas to surveil people. This is why you go to rural four-way stops, the middle of nowhere, where there's an old shut-down gas station and a mule behind a fence. And a dog running around. I mean, I've literally been out in the middle of nowhere in West Texas, East Texas, you name it, and there's cameras at the four-way stops hooked into the Pentagon. And they admit this is their control grid. But notice in this video when they're showing climate change, they show a time lapse of a power plant. And it looks like smoke is just coming off the whole thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can look at an air conditioner, anything. When it's cold this morning, it was like 45 degrees, it looked like smoke was pouring off all the buildings by my office. It's heat. It's water condensation. It's as big a pollutant as when you exhale in cold weather and it looks like smoke. It's not smoke. Now, I know you know that, but the public doesn't. Show that power plant again, because that's a shot of just one from the air. It actually shows a power plant from a distance. There it is. Hit play on that. That's a time lapse of a power plant, no doubt, near the Arctic Circle or Norway or something, because it's so cold. That only happens when it's below zero. I've seen footage from Minnesota when it's below zero. And everything, I mean, if a human gets on top of a roof, heat just pours off of them. So notice, That's not just heat coming out of smokestacks. That's water vapor. But, oh, my gosh, look at that pollution. Look at all that smoke. I don't want my kids breathing that. Even the dirtiest factories and refineries down on the Texas coast, when it's warm weather, you see no smoke, no nothing. If they are burning something off, it's natural gas, and you'll see a plume, a fire, very clean burning. And it's what plants breathe is what it's putting off. Now, I know you know that, but the public doesn't. We have to expose this fraud. I want to go really fast now, folks. So I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. We're going to go to calls on our phone system and Genesis calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex Jones.
Hello.
Okay. Before I talk about how they're, doing a hip piece on Paul, I just want to plug some Luke Radowski, Cindy Sheehan, Richard Gage, Michael Spern, and Lieutenant Anthony Schaefer and Russ Baker.
Sir, I said I can only give callers 1 minute, and we're going to do plugs all day. Just tell me.
TreasonInAmericaConference.com, March 6th and 7th here in Valley Forge. It's going to be really big.
Awesome. But, okay, now, Eric, please, tell us what you called about.
Absolutely. Paul won the straw poll, so, of course, they're going to do hit pieces on him. And they're totally, this guy on CNN, David Frum, is completely misrepresenting him, saying, all he talks about is, backing the currency with gold. But that's not what Ron Paul talks about.
Yes, Fox News has always said the most important meeting is CPAC. Ron Paul wins the poll for who they want as president. So now they're demonizing and attacking him. I hear you, Eric. We're going to move quick. I promise to get to your calls. Eric in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Eric. Wanted to let I started listening to you about 2 years ago. A friend of mine sent me Endgame, and while I was in Korea teaching English. And real quick, I go to a seminary in northern Indiana, and people here are just so bought off on the New World Order stuff. I'm about the only person who really mentions stuff that you and other people talk about. But anyway, the quick question I had for you is I showed Endgame to a friend of mine this week who was very intrigued. And, He had the one problem he had on it was where you get on a megaphone and you talk to the world, the Bilderbergs and stuff like that. And, I try to explain, this is a tag that goes to the Bible, with the prophets using it all the way through Jesus using it.
Yeah, you have to go before the evil king and call him out. And some people like that, some people don't. The point is, it's the information. What are we going to do about it?
I appreciate that. But, I just wanted to say, thanks for putting out those videos. A lot of things I couldn't connect the dots with a few years ago. And at the seminary I go to, I'm about the only one who's, saying, Obama's not our hope when most people are saying, he's our hope here.
Well, I don't know what type of seminary you're going to, but, big government, the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, started by the Rockefellers, have come in and taken over all the big denominations, including Catholic. And that's just what they push 24/7 is world government's good. It's truly sickening. But, tell your friend, it's the information. What is theendgame.com? The website has a full bibliography of what's in that film. He needs to address the issues, and what is he going to do about it, instead of saying, I don't like him shouting on a megaphone, but I appreciate your call. Julie in Illinois, a bit north of Eric. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Land of Lincoln calling, where all governors go to prison. Hey, I'm a relatively new listener, and prior to listening to your program, I had been following Glenn Beck. Because of that, I did attend my first Tea Party April 15th last year, and I was one of those right-wing extremist nuts that went to the 9/12
rally. Let's make no mistake. Glenn Beck does some good, okay, by widening the people that are aware of this stuff. The problem is at key points, he says global warming's real. We need new taxes. Banker bailouts are good. Ron Paul is bad. Deborah Medina's bad. He does enough good stuff to get your confidence. It's like rat poison's 90% good food.
If I'm being deceived, I want to know. I consider myself open-minded, and I just want to get to the truth. But I have heard you made several comments, things that he said, that Glenn has said 9/11 truthers should be locked up. They're capable of violence. They might kill the president. We should pay our cap and trade taxes. But then the soundbite you played talked about him saying, pray our politicians move to the center. I just wanted to see if you could reference a date and a program that he made
all
those
right.
statements so that I can just
ma'am, number one, I'll be talking about all the things Glenn Beck has done in general, and then I will play a new clip of something he's saying. We don't want our politicians to move to the center of that false political paradigm. Both the liberals and conservatives are bringing in big government and new world order. We want to move out of that system. But I was just looking around for it. Sarah Palin has said global warming's real. Senator McCain says it. Glenn Beck has said it repeatedly. And normally I wouldn't have it in front of me, even though I have a great memory. It just so happens today I have USA Today from Sunday. In fact, give me a document cam shot for folks. It's Don't Judge Beck by His Cover. And it says he believes in global warming, and they interviewed him. And he says, you'd be an idiot not to notice the temperature change, he says. He also says, and this article they gave me is part cut off. I had another printout of one where I could read the whole thing. Guys, will you reprint me the Glenn Beck and give it to me in a printer friendly? Because this is cutting off a whole word at the end, and I can't read it to her. You know, the point is, ma'am, is that he did say that Ron Paul supporters want a money bomb, which means blowing things up. We need to have our troops deal with these type of people. They're dangerous. And it was a talking point with Scarborough and others saying we need to tase them and take them to prison, and all these Fox News people saying it. I mean, if I spent hours, because there's thousands of Glenn Beck clips, I could go pull those up. I could play clips of him saying the banker bailout's good, that we need all these new taxes. Are you saying you're a Glenn Beck listener and you've never heard any of that? Hold on. They didn't have
you
faded back
like
up.
Yeah,
man, you gotta start over. They didn't have you faded up. Go ahead.
If he really did make these comments, I would like to know, because I've never heard such a thing, and I personally don't buy into the global warming scam.
Well, ma'am, here's an issue. I'll be here in a week saying, by federal law, all cell phones without warrants listen to you and track where you're at. Now, I just so happen to have Newsweek here today. I won't have this in front of me. Next week, I'll clean the desk off. Here's Newsweek, February 19th. The snitch in your pocket, law enforcement is tracking American cell phones in real time without the benefit of a warrant. Okay? I'll be talking a month from now about the secret meeting of banks in Australia 2 weeks ago. I won't have this in front of me. Secret summit of top bankers, meeting in secret. Everything I told you is true. Everything I just went over is in USA Today. I don't even hardly pay attention to him, and this is all I hear. The problem is he'll start out with something good, like saying the Tea Parties are good, but then next he says, you know, we can't deal with these extremists over on the right and the left. I mean, I don't know what to say to you about you never hearing him call for new taxes. It says, don't judge Beck by his cover. And it says... zoom in on this for me. Here it is. He believes in global warming. You'd be an idiot. This is a quote. Not to notice the temperature change, he says. He also says there's a legit case for global warming has, at least in part, been caused by mankind. He has tried to do this part by buying a home with green design and using energy-saving products. Quote, I'm willing to do anything but use the CFLs, he says, the compact fluorescent light bulbs. I put one in once and couldn't stand the way it lit up the room. I mean, it's every day. You don't know he was for the banker bailout? I mean, you didn't see him say that it isn't big enough?
No, I hear him saying that the government needs to stop spending.
I know. And then at key points, he will then come back and double back on that. Look, do you have YouTube, ma'am?
Yes.
YouTube, Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. And that's a small smattering of him demonizing Ron Paul. A small smattering of him calling for more taxes and the other issue of the banker bailout. I know, that's my point. He'll have Ron Paul on one day and the next day attack him. And so it's going on. But I'm glad you're out there searching. But that's the problem. To even get into Glenn Beck, perhaps I should just do a whole show for a couple hours in the next few weeks and get dozens of clips lined up, and that'll just be my documentary about Beck. Just do it all here live on air. Get it out to everybody. Because, I mean, it's just people don't know. Check it out for yourself.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Julie, I know you say you're investigating, and that's good. Because if you investigate Beck, he says the right things, but then when there's a key vote coming up for a banker bailout, or Deborah Medina is about to win in Texas for governor, that'll send shockwaves across the nation politically for states' rights, he comes in and attacks them savagely, just like he did Ron Paul. So I challenge you to go research that for yourself, okay?
Yes. My neighbor had told me that, and I had never heard Glenn say that myself, and I'm just trying to determine, is his
radio program radically different than what he presents on television.
It is. It is. It is a lot different. Ma'am, have you seen USA Today? I mean, I'm not making that up from yesterday.
No, but I jotted that down, and I intend to look that up.
Yeah,
I listen to his radio program. I watch the television program, and I DVR it when I can't watch. And I've just never heard him make these statements.
Well, I don't know what show you're watching, but I appreciate your call, Will. Look, I can't spend any more time on Glenn Beck. But guys, pull up Glenn Beck calls for more taxes. He was on O'Reilly. I randomly tuned in here. I don't have time, though. I'm going to take calls and play this other Gordon Brown clip. By the way, cue up Herman Von Rumpy. We might as well play that, too, when we get to this global government clip. He says a lot of the right things, ma'am, but then he doubles back at key points, key political points. That's my point. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening and watching you for almost 14 years back when you and Mike were doing your little TV show down here in public access television. You inspired me to stand up for myself in the face of abusive police authority. It ended up getting me roughed up by the police, but it also motivated me to get involved in this fight. And I've been in it ever since. I wanted to thank you for the job that you and your staff do. I wanted to echo the sentiments of the importance of supporting a broadcast like this. Folks that may save back 10% for their church or some charity for some other country or something right now. Our country right now is a pivotal moment in history, and there is nothing, in my opinion, that is more important than keeping this broadcast on the air and keeping this message getting out. It has grown exponentially thanks to the hard work of patriot listeners and activists.
Well, sir, it's not just people tithing with their money, and I appreciate that. It's tithing with your time. Tell your friends and family that have iPhones they can listen for free with a great free app that they can email. We have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Tell people about your local AM and FMs. More listeners. It's minds we want to unlock. That's why I've made the films that I want people to make copies of, because Glenn Beck and Barack Obama have to reapply their lies. All we've got to do is show somebody the full picture one time, and their mind is unlocked. And sure, it doesn't work with everybody, but we don't need the majority. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Whether you can sacrifice your time or your money, whatever you're physically or financially capable of, it is about sacrifice. It is about giving up something for the greater good of this country. And we advertise on your show, KLBJ. We're a sponsor on your show. We do what we can. We're supporting the Medina campaign. If I could give out a quick info to the Austin listeners is where they could get signs, I'd appreciate it. That's pretty much it. Is it all right if I give out info?
Sure. I mean, we're down to the last week and a half. The number one thing is to call your friends and family and tell them vote for Medina.
Absolutely. We've got tomorrow we're going to have 100 signs and bumper stickers at Bright Ideas Hydroponics and Organics. It's located in 4201 South Congress. You can call 444-2100, or you can go to the website www.bihydro.com and get directions from there. We've got signs for supporters. We are the South Austin headquarters for campaign materials.
Well, bro, that is awesome. That is awesome. Keep it up. Now that's from our phone system. I'm going to come back, and I've got to give each caller 1 minute, folks, because I want to get to all your calls, and I got to cover Gordon Brown and some other news coming up. But Herman, Alex, Jerry, Mark, Bill, Mark, and Gene, I'm going to you when we come back, and that's it for calls. And so have your point, your question, your comment ready, because I've got a bunch of other news we've got to get to before this radio show ends. And you may be listening in Arizona or New York or California or Arkansas or Illinois or Florida and asking, why should we care about Deborah Medina? The RNC's down here trying to knock her out because they know of a real conservative libertarian constitutionalist comes from nowhere and beats Rick Perry, the guy they want to run for president, that shows that the Tea Party movement isn't controlled by the Republican machine and that it's a rebellion against incumbents and globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Travesty of a mockery of a sham, as Woody Allen would say.
It shows how troubled television is.
But I want to ask you a serious question. Yes. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my God.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax,
10%.
Yep. What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
Value-added tax goes through, or value-added tax goes through absolutely everything. So it hits 2% on every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
So corporations
it hits
too.
All the way along.
Now, they propose this like it's going to get us out of debt to the banks. And, oh, yeah, we'll cut spending. Notice, and they don't even say get rid of the income tax. They have a lot of neocons push, oh, let's get value-added and sales tax and then get rid of the income tax. No, you're going to have it all. And, I mean, that's just something we found during the break. We can go on and on and on and on. I can play you, pull up Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. It's like a four-minute clip, and it's pretty early in where Glenn Beck says that the banker bailout isn't big enough. Or just go to YouTube and type in, Glenn Beck supports banker bailout. I mean, on and on and on and on. He said the MIAC and Homeland Security reports weren't that bad, might be reasonable, that veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are the number one threat internally to Homeland Security, and that's what it's really set up for. Look, I can't spend all day on this, and I got a bunch of other news I got to cover. Okay, but I could sit. In fact, I'm going to do it. in the next week, I'll collate a whole bunch of these horrid clips, and I'll do 2 hours on TV, simulcast with the radio, and I'll do it all for you. Him calling for global warming taxes, saying global warming's real. Him saying the Patriot Act's good, demonizing Ron Paul, calling for all these new taxes, supporting it all, the banker bailout, everything. Okay? I'll show you him being nice to Glenn Beck on a show, Glenn Beck being nice to Ron Paul on a show, then stabbing him in the back later. Okay? I'll show it to you. I mean, if you won't go out and look it up for yourself, I don't know what show you're watching. Last week, he put Deborah Medina up next to Van Jones and said, these people hate America. Deborah Medina doesn't get any better than her. I mean, I don't know what show you're watching. Okay. 1 minute a caller, because I've got to get to this Gordon Brown situation. Let's go to Herman in New York. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, two quick questions. An objection I always get from my friends and family is that they always look at everything not in the left-right paradigm, but more of the black-and-white paradigm. So anytime I talk about the founding fathers, how great they are, how patriotic they were, and trailblazing they were, they always say, well, I don't listen to any white person. I don't care. I'm pro-Obama. He's black, et cetera, et cetera. That's my first comment.
Let me answer that quickly and simply. The founders were in the time they were in 230, 240 years ago, the real war going on 240-plus years ago. They weren't perfect, but the ideas that were put on paper led to all the freedom we've seen. And slavery is still going on in Africa in many areas and in Asia. And we're now debt slaves to another system. Certainly they weren't perfect, and a lot of them fought with each other. Some were against slavery, some were for it. The point is, it's those ideas of God-given rights that our rights don't come from a government. And they need to understand Obama took the restrictions off and doubled the funding for forced abortions in China and Africa and infanticide, and that more black babies are being aborted than are being born. Now, they may put a sweet coating on that, and Obama may be 6% African. 6%, folks. 44% Arab, half white. It doesn't matter. It's a stunt, like Sarah Palin for president, because she's a woman, is a stunt. Give me a black guy, give me a white guy, give me a white woman, a black woman, a brown woman. If they're a constitutionalist, I'm for them. You know, Deborah Medina's got Spanish last name. I could care less. Give me a green person if they give me freedom, if they leave me alone. Now, what's your second question?
Yes. Do you know if the economist John Maynard Keynes has any affiliation with the Rothschild, the Rockefellers? He's the economist that believes, you know, government spending can get you out of a recession.
Yeah, no, he was funded by the British and the U.S., total globalist, wanted world government, yes, publicly.
Oh, okay. And my last comment is, I believe that we are making progress. I think that, you know, we are making movements, but one thing that I'm a little bit apprehensive about is that nobody's going to jail. I mean, even last week, Rothschild was on CNBC. You know, Geithner was investigated, but he's not going to jail. He's not in handcuffs. And
I know. We have to keep pointing that out. Look, I'm out of time, so we spent 3 minutes with that caller. And it's great questions. I want to try to get to everybody else. But before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and cover Gordon Brown now. Okay, because I said I'd do this today, and I'm getting to where I'm trying to make myself cover things I say I'm going to cover. Before I do that, two of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible, one of them is Acola Blue, acolablue.com, atmospheric water generators. They grab water out of the air. One unit has 7 filters, another has 12 filters that it goes through, reverse osmosis, you name it. And all Acola Blue units, all their products, from one that gives you 7 gallons a day to one that gives you 500 gallons a day, 10% off. Ladies and gentlemen, 10% off, and today is the last day on the website. Product code Alex Jones, you get the 10% off, or when you call them, tell them Alex Jones. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ecoloblue.com. And one last sponsor, frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle sight, frontsight.com. The millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the best preeminent for the general public, no drill instructor, tough guy attitude, 5 days of firearms training for you and your family, 5 days of world-class gun training at the Firearms Training Center, a lot of great stuff on their site as well, a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's very inexpensive. Plus, if you act fast, Millionaire Patriot will give you a Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's frontsight.com. Frontsight.com. Excellent, folks. It's one thing to own firearms. It's a whole other thing to know how to use them. Frontsight.com. Okay. Let's play Herman Van Rompuy from 3 months ago before the Copenhagen summit, saying this was going to be the birth of the New World Order and their global regulatory system. Here is Herman Van Rompuy first.
In our, and between our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
Okay, and of course, Ban Ki-moon was in the New York Times, an article titled, We Can Do It, saying the birth of world government is here, global governance, all there. Gordon Brown, Al Gore, countless speeches, Tim Geithner, you ought to see Burmese's film, it's full of them, Invisible Empire. Coming out April 15th is the official. We're taking our time making it. It's coming out then. The point is that they had this secret meeting 2 weeks ago in Australia where the leaders of the private 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Banks, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location. So they make their decisions at these Bilderberg Group-type meetings. Bilderberg's just one of the preeminent meetings, where Obama met secretly in 2008 with Hillary. And that's now been admitted. And that's in my film, The Obama Deception. And in this video clip, listen to what he openly says about how they're creating a global constitution written by the banks. See, they don't care that they couldn't get people to sign the treaty at Copenhagen to huge taxes on the third world, first world. It'll kill hundreds of millions of people every few years. There's already 15 million kids starving to death each year, another 20 million adults. It'll at least double that each year. You're talking about 100 million in just 4 or 5 years. Extra that'll be dying. This is so huge. And they admit, here's Bill Gates. Bill Gates calls for population reduction in a speech. We have the video. We played it if we had time. It's up on Infowars.com. This, they want a planetary regime, as the head climatologist at NASA has said, as Bill Gates has said, as the White House science czar John P. Holdren has said in Eco Science. Like, where is that? It's right over here. They have pushed all this. In fact, it's got a big stack of stuff on it. Get my lunch off of it, but I'll just show you right now. Here it is. Eco-science calling for all of this. This is their real agenda. When they tell you they want to give you jobs and energy, they want to shut down your industry. And they know every green job costs two jobs. They know that. They know that, but it brings control. Now, here is Gordon Brown. I'm going to be stopping it and commenting as he talks about this because they couldn't pass their greenhouse gas takeover. And so they're saying we're going to have the bureaucracies through executive orders all over Europe and the U.S. and England and Australia and Canada and New Zealand. And we're going to tell the third world, if you want your IMF World Bank money, you've got to do this or we're going to shut off your food and water that the globalists now have gotten control of through debt. And here he is saying we're just going to set up a global government, a new world order of the banks. Here it is.
Today, I want us to imagine what people will say of us all a century from now. People look back on the moments that are the turning points in world history, 1789, 1848, 1945, 1989. Only in retrospect do people see the significance of the times that they are living through. But in the last 2 years, our world has been suffering not just an ordinary economic downturn, but what will be remembered as the first crisis of globalization. It's the first crisis of a world being totally transformed by the scale of global financial flows, by the global sourcing of goods, and by the speed, the scale, and the scope.
So they promise you that NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization are going to create milk and honey. Their own internal documents 30 years ago said it was designed to deindustrialize and get us dependent, that they would then tell us it was a service economy and then even take that away from us. He then goes on, as he just said, that this crisis is going to bring in their new world order, a crisis that Goldman Sachs and other internal documents that are in mainstream news document were done by design. Let's continue with Gordon Brown.
...of globalization itself, and it's a world of massive new opportunities that I want to talk about.
Pause again. They create the crisis. They offer the solution. Their opportunities to make you become bankrupt so you beat yourself on the wreck of world government. They don't care if it wrecks things. That's the design. They want feudalism. Continue.
But also, as we found, a world of massive new uncertainties and insecurities too. What we have experienced is not just the usual inflation-driven economic crises, such as we have seen in the past 50 years, but a wholesale crisis.
The central banks, in a coordinated fashion on record, have caused the devaluation of global currencies in the West to stay at the same level so people don't notice it by one currency being worth more than another. But here he is talking about instabilities they created by design. This is the progenitor. This is the spokesman for the people that engineered this, and they brag that Wall Street and the big banks have gotten more power out of this. Continue.
That has gone right to the heart of the global financial system itself. And so it is time for us, as we reflect on these events, to draw conclusions about the new framework and the new policies we do need
problem,
to build
reaction,
a stronger
solution.
And fairer world economy that will meet the needs of its citizens in this new global age. Quite simply, without radical change, we will not be able to emerge from the crisis into a stronger, fairer, more stable
future.
Pause
again. So as they wreck things, as they have shock therapy, as they shut down economies by design, as they wreck Greece and Spain and Portugal and the United States and Iceland by design, and get fabulously wealthy and write articles about how they're screwing us and laugh at us, he's got a new solution. The bankers' world covenant, their world constitution, where they run things. As the Copenhagen Treaty said, you will pay your taxes to the private banks on everything you do with this planetary skin of surveillance. Here it is.
So here are my proposals for discussion today.
Get ready.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system. Secondly, I believe that each country needs national growth and jobs strategies that are founded on science, innovation, and skills for
the future. Okay, so a global government rule, a constitution, a treaty that you sign on to and waive your rights, and then green jobs, which aren't green, which all the public largesse and money that you've paid in taxes has been given to Al Gore, Barack Obama, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers that openly own the carbon trading and the windmill companies and all the rest of it. And then they do home inspections and make you use the company they want to, quote, fix your house. You've got to buy the light bulbs they have a patent on and the toilet they have a patent on. And the refrigerant, they have a patent on, and they can decide what factory stays open, what gets shut down to even what car dealerships allow to stay open. Continue.
But also, and this is my key point, growth for each of us will be lower, and therefore low growth will affect us all, unless there is a strategy for global growth agreed between the G20.
Another lie. They don't want growth in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, in the 1973 State Department Memorandum 200, in all their statements. But see, that's the big lie, is that this will give you growth. Continue.
20 countries and beyond. Thirdly, I believe that as we develop the skill jobs that are going to be necessary for the future, we should see social mobility as the modern route to social justice. And we should devise together the radical measures that will massively accelerate the rate of social mobility in our societies.
All right, pause. That means wealth redistribution, robbing the middle class, giving a tiny pittance to the poor after you've already taken their jobs, and then transferring the lion's share of it to offshore banks who claim they're going to give it to the third world. But the third world actually saw the treaty. They had to make right at double the cuts in carbon emissions that the first world did. So more lies, more deception. Oh, it's liberal. That's why we're radical redistribution of wealth. Continue.
And fourth, with globalization, we have a unique chance to recognize our global interdependence as citizens and work towards a truly global society. And that is a world free from climate change catastrophe. It's a world free from terrorism and a world where we tackle poverty, disease, illiteracy, and inequality.
Because so, we're staging terror. We've got a hoax about the polar bears all dying and sea levels rising, which they admit's a fraud. And temperatures rising, which is a fraud, as if that's even bad. And we're going to do this in global interdependence under this global constitution run by the banks. And now he talks about a new world order. Go ahead.
Together, I think these proposals are the modern progressive way of achieving our historic goals of economic progress, social justice, environmental care.
There must be a longer clip because, or it must be at the first, because he says New World Order in the clip I sent you guys. Yeah. Watch the front of it, because I know you guys started it later in the clip. I mean, the name of the clip is Gordon Brown Calls for New World Order. I mean, there's countless clips. That's the part I really want to play. But there he is. There he is calling for all of this in your face. I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to skip this last break. And that's not the right clip, because I sent you one. That's the one Burmese gave you. He says New World Order several times in that speech. If not, pull up another YouTube of him calling for New World Order and saying we use this crisis for a New World Order. So it's important to have that last clip. We'll just pull up another YouTube of him saying it's at that speech he said New World Order, so that's the wrong one if it doesn't have it. Now, here you have Gordon Brown pushing all of this in your face, this new global constitution. Let's jam in a couple phone calls here, and then, John, tell me when my guest is ready. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Indiana. Alex, you're on the air. Already went to Alex. Jerry in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you that the Tallahassee TV News the other night had picketers in Quincy, Florida, carrying signs of a utility bill, $1,000 for 1 month. You did hear what I said?
Hey, natural gas was $15 per 1,000 cubic feet, the British measurement. Now it's been $2, $3, but you pay more in Austin. $2.6 billion in greenhouse gas taxes in the next 3 years if the Austin City Council this month or later next month is going to have a surprise vote to pass it. Absolute raping. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you, my wife brought a cashier's check from a big bank in Cincinnati down here to deposit. She wanted to cash it. They wouldn't let her cash it. Okay, it was like for $4,000. She had $5,000 in the bank. They made her sign a paper that they would hold those funds on the cashier's checks for 30 days. This is a bank cashier's check.
Yeah, they're getting from a bank that guarantees it. They're going to use the interest on your money and everybody else's money, and they're using this new federal regulation to hold money for 7 days. Even if you already have money in the bank, they're saying they're going to hold it. We're going to cover that in the rebroadcast coming up. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. And then about a month later, I went down. I wanted to buy a CD from the bank. The girl took me aside, and she said, no, you don't want to put your money in that. She said, here's a card. You go down the road. You go to this brokerage house. See this man. Make an appointment with him. Put your money in the stock market. This is about 2 or 3 years ago.
And now they're saying they can take your pension funds. They can take your 401K. They're saying they may take and not pay you back for your money markets. They are imploding the economy. And if we don't kick the bankers out, it's over for us as a society. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more here. Mark in Mass, you're on the air. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, man. We love you in Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And the truth about 9/11, the New World Order, is wicked popular amongst the youth here. I just had one point. You were discussing the possibility of an inside job regarding the alleged suicide pilot, Joe Stack.
Yes.
He said he had questions about the suicide note raised by his family. But his family is really wacky. His daughter labeled the attack tamely, inappropriate. And the attack also killed a Vietnam vet. His name was Vernon Hunter. And
no, I mean, I made that point when we read her in the AP saying it doesn't sound like him. And then separately she's saying if he did do it, she thinks he's a hero. So, yes, we covered that. I appreciate your call on that subject. Folks, I want to shift gears now here at the very end of the show and tell you we had Dr. Paul Greg Roberts in the interview today. I covered the bank runs, the appearance of preparation for that. It's linked up on Drudge, our article, and links to other articles that we have on PrisonPlanet.com. I covered so much today. I'm really proud of this broadcast. But I want to now, in the last 5 minutes, go to Ted Anderson, because gold shot back up Friday, shot back up today, even though the dollar's going up and down, the euro going up and down, all this craziness happening. Ted has been offering a deal, and he said he's going to end it very, very soon. I don't even know if he's going to continue. I just got him on the phone here for Midas Resources, who actually owns Genesis. They have francs, European gold francs, fifth of an ounce coins, at $450 an ounce when you count the free $159 newsletter. It's a $240-something coin. He gives you a $150-something newsletter free with the coin, and you can't beat that deal. Ted, are you still offering that, or have the Franks gone up a bit?
No, I'm still holding that price. The Franks did go up a little bit, but I'm still offering the same deal. If you buy one French franc from us, or actually it's not French, it could be any one of the francs. French is just one of them. They're at $249.61. It's the European francs. They're a fifth of an ounce of gold. The newsletter does sell it for $159. So if you figure that out, I mean, you're really buying gold at a price that's dating way back into the mid-1990s.
And it's a great deal on the coin by itself. That's $1,050 gold with it at $1,115. So you're already getting a huge discount on the gold from when you bought it in the market, and you're throwing this invaluable newsletter in on top. Tell us about some of the other gold and silver coin deals you've got that are your best deals, Ted.
Well, the Sovereign's at 308.76. I mean, we've got a whole long line of different things. The Montana coins are in the $19 range. The Lakotas right now are in they're like $20 and some odd cents. I'm doing an air check down here in Tampa Bay. By the way, you're coming in great on 1340 a.m. I was just wanting to make sure it was part of a deal that I picked up here recently with that station out in Arkansas. I wanted to hear it, make sure it sounded right. But anyways, the gold market is really hot right now. They've gone up. You can take a look. The franc right now is in the $250 range, and I'm selling it for $249.61. And so that's a discount from its regular price. You buy one of these coins from me, I pick up the International Forecaster subscription for a year, and I can tell you, Alex, with what's going on in the markets today, you need to be informed. Education is everything. I mean, if you're
absolutely,
not
right, and of course, the markets are wild and very unstable. And have you seen it's confirmed from Citibank, and now all banks are saying they may hold your money even when it's already deposited and good. They may just hold your bank account for 7 days, and they're confirming they may just take your money markets.
It's all about fractional reserve banking, Alex. The banks only keep on less than 6% of your money that you deposit. Will they even have to return to you if you demand it? If everybody tries to get their money out of the bank at once, you'll be lucky to get 6 cents on the dollar. And then, of course, the federal government has to step in and bail out FDIC and print money like crazy. So the money that you get is going to be killed by inflation. It's going to be like...
Let me give people the number. Let me give them the number. The show's almost over. 800-686-2237. Call. Take advantage. Silver, gold coins. You're not going to find a deal better anywhere, folks. Check it. This is where I buy my stuff. I mean, Ted's got the best deal. 800-686-2237. And we do have our guys down at the Geithner press conference at the Kamikaze Attack site. He's going to be speaking in 1 hour. Everybody should go down there and ask Geithner questions in the press conference. 800-686-2237. Call. Get your gold. Get your silver. And another affiliate, Ted. Give us the affiliate in Tampa.
Yeah, this one is WTAR. It's at 1340, and there's also a sister station at 1350. And it plays in the Tampa area. I'm out in Clearwater right now. Listen.
Ted, we're out of time. What time's the show on there? Is it live?
It plays 1 hour from here in Florida time, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Okay. God bless you, Ted. Thank you so much. Now, listen, folks. Listen. I'm going to go out with Gordon Brown calling for a new world order. Here it is.
World ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order.
Folks, don't forget, free transmission starts now on the internet streams at InfoWars.com, the free iPhone app, and great job, crew. Free transmission starts now. Key info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.